Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back, listeners. You're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'm your host, Blake Byrne. This is Live Better, the show where we dive deep into health and fitness and lifestyle to help you take control and live your best life. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. Live Better isn't just about hitting the gym or sticking to a diet. It's about building habits, routines, and mindsets to create lasting change. So whether you're just starting out or looking to level up, this is a place to get inspired and learn what works for you. And to my regular listeners, thank you for tuning in week after week. It's because of you that this show continues to grow, reaching more people who want to live better lives. I appreciate you all, and I'm so grateful to have you part of my community going into 2025. Now, can you believe it's 2025, and it's just right around the corner? So with the new year coming up, I thought it would be a perfect time to bring on a guest who can help you start strong and set yourself up for success. So today I brought on an amazing guest, Winston James. He's joining us. Winston is a coach at Lifetime Athletics here in the Dallas area, a former college basketball player, and a competitive bodybuilder. He's not just knowledgeable, he's passionate about helping people transform their lives through fitness and health. I met him at the gym and got a few workouts with him, and I realized he's a guy who really is passionate about health. There's a lot of people who are just in it for the money, but when you meet those people, you really know who is there to actually help people and help them succeed and get to their end goal. We're going to talk about the average person who really isn't a gym rat, but somebody who wants to get better in that area. How they can find the motivation to start a fitness routine, stick to a diet, and cut through all the noises to figure out what works best for you. Maybe you're feeling stuck, or maybe you've been thinking about making a change but don't know where to start. We've got you covered. But that's not all. We'll also dive into the world of bodybuilding and what it really takes to compete at that level. Even if that's not your goal, there's so much we can all learn from the discipline and the focus that lifestyle requires. Winston will share the tips that anyone, no matter where they're starting, can apply to their own life. So whether you've been waiting for the right moment to make a change or just need a little push to take that next step, today's episode is for you. Stick with me. After a quick 2-minute break, we'll jump into an inspiring conversation with Winston James that you won't want to miss. See you in a bit.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Like I was teasing just before, I have an amazing guest on, Winston James, a trainer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at Lifetime, a bodybuilder, and a former basketball player at the D1 level. Winston, I'm so excited to have you on. We're going into the 2025 era, and people got those new New Year's resolutions, so I hope you can give those people a little bit of enlightenment to how to really carry on into 2026 with those goals as well, thinking long term. But Winston, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I love to hear it. I'm doing amazing. It's a beautiful day out here in Dallas, as you can see. So always got to love that. But one thing that the people want to know is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Winston James. I'm a former Division I basketball player, bodybuilder / personal trainer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A little bit about me. I do multiple things. Right before I started on my personal training journey, I was a Division I basketball player. Right after I tore my Achilles playing for Louisiana Tech University, that's where I graduated. I also majored in pre-med, pre-dental. Sorry about that, pre-dental. I was going to school to be an orthodontist. But long after that, I tore my Achilles and I forewent college. So I just got my bachelor's degree in pre-dental. Shortly after that, that's when I started my real estate career. From wholesaling, and after wholesaling, that's when I merged over into personal training because I wanted to take my fitness to the next level.
See, so it seems like you're all over the place. What really, what motivated you to be that personal trainer that you are now? I mean, when I first met you, you're a very optimistic guy. You are, compared to other people that I met that are trainers, you're very outgoing, and it really seems like you're there to help those people get to where you want to be. Was that always, you know, something that you wanted to do in terms of helping people get to their goals?
Yes, sir, most definitely. Just like you stated earlier, I'm very optimistic. That's why I wear many hats. I always didn't want to be a personal trainer. I didn't know anything about fitness at all. Going up until I started playing basketball. Of course, we lift and stuff like that during basketball, but we don't do anything concerning anything to do with bodybuilding. So shortly after that, I wanted to take my body to the next level. I started off at 129 pounds playing Division I basketball. So you can kind of imagine how small that is. And I'm 5'10". So I was kind of on the smaller end of the spectrum. But shortly after that, that's when I took into account I need to change my body in the way that I look. And I know if I'm going to preach that to other people, preach that to my clients, I need to do that myself. I need to change myself first. So by doing that, that's when I started my fitness career in 2021. So I've only been lifting for 4 years, 4 years now in counting. So I went from 129 all the way to the biggest I was is 223. Currently 205, I shredded some fat and everything, but you can kind of imagine how that journey was, how that journey looked. So doing that, I wanted to instill the things that I learned along my personal fitness journey to the clients and everything so they can have aspiration on how they need to get things done and change their bodies as well.
We're talking to Winston James, a high-end trainer here in Dallas area. Winston, I want to start giving these people value to take into 2025 with them. A lot of people walked into 2024 with goals, and they're walking into 2025 with the same goals because they didn't complete them. What are some simple strategies the average person can use to get motivated and stay on track?
There are three simple steps just to stay on track. One, consistency. You can't do anything without consistency. Two is discipline. Being disciplined and consistency, it's hand in hand. Third, I would say perseverance. Perseverance, you have to be able to persevere through the trips that you take when you fall off your diet, when you fall off your workout plan, when you go 3 days without working out and you don't feel like working out again because you know how hard it's going to be to hop back on that horse. I feel like you need to persevere through anything in life, not just workout and training and et cetera, but you need to do that out in the real world as well. And what you do here in the gym is going to translate to your outer world. And I feel like that's very prevalent to your repertoire as far as fitness goes.
Yeah, you definitely need that motivation and that discipline and that end goal in mind. I know for a fact, like me, I deal with this too, but a lot of people, once you kind of you break your diet once and you go and eat, you know, some bad food, it's kind of like that whole day's ruined. You're like, well, you know, I might as well take advantage of the day and go eat a little bit more bad food. But if you have that goal in mind of where you want to be, that little stumble during that day, you kind of look at it as like, okay, you section it off and be like, all right, that was one bad moment. Let's kill the rest of the day. That's kind of how I look at it sometimes. You know, when it's bulking, it's a little harder to do it that way. I don't know if you can relate to that, but.
I can definitely relate.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone. So how do you help clients overcome setbacks like missing workouts or overeating? Like we were just talking about overeating, you know, people, they, you know, once they stumble once, they kind of just stumble the whole week. How do you kind of get them back on track, reset them, let them know things are okay, and that we're going to get to this end goal?
I remind them of the body they want to acquire. I remind them of the goal that they set out before we start training. I put it back in their face. I'm like a mirror to them. I want to remind them of that thing, that promise that they made them to themselves to accomplish that. Because I feel like, personally, I feel like if you can accomplish a goal that you always wanted in your life and you can change the way you look, because that's one of the hardest things we both know that's in this world, that it's very hard to change the way we look because we are our own masterpiece. So I feel like if you can change the way you look, et cetera, that's just going to carry over to your everyday life. And you will inspire others as well to do so.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. You definitely, once you get to your dream physique, it's easier to help inspire others and to, you know, motivate other people to get to where they want to be. And once you know how good it feels to feel good too, you want to also spread that that joy and that knowledge to also help those people.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's why Absolutely. I'm in the position I'm in now. I've dealt with Crohn's disease. I've dealt with being overweight and skinny. And once I got on the other side of that health, I realized that there's a whole new world to this stuff that people, you know, they live in sickness and they don't even realize it.
Yes, most definitely.
But yeah, I love that information you just gave right there. So what advice do you have to someone who wants to start a fitness journey but feels overwhelmed by all the information out there? I mean, you got so much information out there. It's almost information overload to the point where people don't even want to make a choice. I mean, that even goes down to just the human mind in general. Websites, a lot of them don't sell a lot of products because when you have a lot of products on your website page, people get overwhelmed and end up not buying anything. But if you have like three products on there, it's easier for those people to just go and buy them. So the same thing goes with fitness. You got vegan diets, carnivore diets, paleo, you know, every fad diet out there. You got calisthenics, weightlifting, acrobatics, you know, you got all this stuff. How do you figure out what is for you and to not get overwhelmed and really just start?
Yes. Simply just pick something. Take action. Just go for it. Trial and error. I feel like once you just take action and you just pick something, now you can go from there because now you have something to work with. Just like you stated, aerobics, calisthenics, bodybuilding, powerlifting. Those are a lot of ventures in the fitness space that many people, once they take on those things, once they pick those things, they kind of figure out, okay, do I have the genetics for this? Do I have the strength for this? Am I happy when I do this? That's just a question that you're going to ask yourself once you pick that. So once you pick it, you can just go from there because then you begin to be curious. Curiosity is the best thing that you can ever have in fitness because being curious takes you a long way. It definitely takes you a long way. So my short answer is just to pick something. Pick something and start at it and just go and put your all into it.
I love that. I definitely agree with that statement. You know, picking something, sticking with it, and getting curious about it. I love that you said getting curious about it. Make it so you want to go do research and get better at what you're doing. But we're coming up here on a little break. Absolutely. We're talking strategies, how to overcome setbacks, and the information out there and how not to get overloaded by it. But we'll be right back after this with Winston James. See you in a bit.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're on segment two here, talking to Winston James, a coach here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at Lifetime, a D1 basketball player, and a bodybuilder who I believe has an upcoming show. Is that correct, Winston?
Correct.
How's that going? What is the adversities that come along with that?
Just pretty much dieting is the biggest thing. Being in a good mental space, because you just never know how ready can you be. It's just never enough consistent body dysmorphia because you don't think you look as good as you actually do. The way you feel like people perceive you. Also, getting into food and just go back to what I'm saying earlier about just dieting and just staying on track, making sure you're counting your macros, make sure you get enough food in, making sure you really just go hard at every workout you do throughout the whole week, just being consistent, disciplined, and also just outside things, outside noise, because you want to be so great. It's just that the fact that you have to stay consistent and you still have to block out all the haters, the naysayers, etc. You also got to block out all the negative and self-doubt that you probably have going through this process.
Yeah, I heard you mention body dysmorphia. That is something very big in the fitness community that I wouldn't say it's not talked about a lot, but people who are coming into it don't realize that that's more than likely something they're going to deal with. Now, I see a lot of people who do say they have body dysmorphia, but they don't. They don't like how they look in the mirror. But I've dealt with it to a standpoint of I was the leanest I ever was, but I was starting to bulk back up and I was all carved up. Like, now that I'm looking back at it, I looked good. But in the moment of taking that video, I was like, dude, I'm fat, bro. Like, I don't like it at all, but yeah, I'm shredded. I'm carved up. Like, I look good. And now it's one of the videos I use for transformation videos. Like, that's the one I choose, which is just crazy to think back and look on. It's like, dang, I thought I looked horrible in that. So, to the people who might be dealing with body dysmorphia, you probably don't look that bad. It's just all in your head.
At all.
We were talking about the adversity of it. What has that translated into just kind of real life and going through your daily life, I guess I should say?
What does the adversity look like?
No, more so like, what have you learned from the adversity of bodybuilding and the discipline? I guess what I could relate it back to is when I first started my first cut ever, after being sick of being fat, sticking to a diet, doing that cardio every day, I saw it pay off a lot in my life. Like, I stopped playing video games. I really started to dial in on how my outer appearance looked on my face. I started caring about what my hair looked like. Like, what has, like, learning what that adversity and what the discipline takes to overcome that stuff kind of translated into business and coaching?
You have to practice what you preach. That's just what it is. I don't want anyone of my clients or people that I coach to look at me and say, okay, he's telling me this, but I don't want his body. Or he's telling me that he's not doing it. I have to practice what I preach. They have to see this every time they see me. They have to want to emulate me. Like, I set the tone. I set the goal. I set the standard. I am the standard. So in order for them to reach their goals and they want to hire me as a personal trainer or they want me as a coach or a life coach, etc., I have to be able to give them value and I have to also show them value.
And that makes a lot of sense. I see a lot of trainers out there who, I hate to knock. I hope I'm not knocking anybody down, but a lot of time I go to, I see trainers in there that don't look like they've ever picked up a weight. Now maybe that's just my and no disrespect to them. Like, they probably have their NASM degree, which I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
I don't. They don't really, anyways, it's another story. but they don't look like they've ever touched a weight. But also,
right,
I have to think back to it. They're not trying to get my goals. They're just helping, you know, older people get their stability back and stuff like that. But I definitely think looking the part is very important for what's going to translate to your client success as well.
I definitely agree.
I'm kind of going off topic from what we were just talking about. But something I was thinking of that I think has bettered the community and also worsened it is influencers. In your opinion, are they helping or adding to the confusion?
Me personally, it can go either way, because there are some good influencers out there for sure that know exactly what they're talking about. And they're just people there just for clickbait. I've actually witnessed a couple of those people that I'm not going to speak on, and I'm not going to say their name, but I'll just tell you a little bit of what they did. They literally just come in there for 30 minutes to 20 minutes, get a quick pump, and just shoot one video. They don't work out. A lot of them don't really actually work out. A lot of them don't actually practice what they preach. And I've seen it multiple times. But that's the thing. Like, I mean, I understand it's more to fitness than just clicks and just views. You should actually want to help people achieve their dream physique because you are an influencer. People, you have a mass amount of influence over people's minds, and they're coming to you, and it's probably their first time ever being introduced to fitness, and they're watching you, and they're going to go off everything that you're going to say. Then they have five other influencers there probably saying something different, but mean them well, but you're not practicing what you preach. So I just feel like you should be more truthful on the things that you preach on, like, as far as like social media, as the internet goes, because that's a mass amount of an audience. And I really feel like you should put some great information out there to help people genuinely.
I heard you mention the word truthful. That's a big one. Cause when I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling, I'll see every once in a while, like dudes who edit their videos, make them look better or sell their courses. And these dudes also are people, they edit their stuff and they make themselves look better than what they actually are and more knowledgeable than what they are. And then they go and sell a course to these people who are, aren't as educated in the fitness area. And they're basically just getting scammed, and they're not going to get any results because people don't really know what they're talking about. Like, you see 16-year-olds who work out for 2 years, now 18, have a pretty good physique because they hit puberty, and now they're selling a course to these other people. It's like, you don't know anything. You really don't know anything. You ate your protein goals and you worked out consistently. How is that going to translate to anybody else? You know?
Absolutely.
This is just a big one. And then you got, female influencers out there who are genetically gifted with, wider hips, skinnier waist. And then they go sell to these other women who don't fit that shape and have a blockier waist, not as good as hips, I guess, societally speaking. And they're getting scammed in these courses of, oh, if you wear this waist trainer, you're going to look like me. Oh, if you do these one butt workout, you're going to have this butt. And it's like, it's such a bad – that is – in my opinion, that's what makes fitness influencers horrible. And there's a lot – more bad fitness influencers than there are good. I guess that's my take on it. And I don't know if you agree with that, but
yeah. I definitely agree 1,000%. I definitely agree.
I'm glad to hear I'm not alone. So going back to it, I think we got about 2 minutes here. What are some common mistakes you see beginners make when they first start working out? I know I had a lot.
One, ego lifting. For sure. Ego lifting is a killer. Two, not making realistic goals. They think that, okay, if I started lifting, I'm going to be huge. Three is, like, for women, I'm more than sure you heard this plenty of times. Women think once they lift a weight, they're going to look like Incredible Hulk. Like, it's a lot that goes into actually looking like the Incredible Hulk or like achieving a well-defined physique. I feel like people definitely underestimate how much work actually goes into, no matter how genetically gifted you are, they actually underestimate how much work you actually have to put in to achieve your dream physique. And let's just go back to ego lifting. I mean, like, my thing is, I understand that people, once they come in the gym, this is their first time, they may be scared. They want to be able to push the weight. It's not about pushing weight. It's more about the feel, the tension, the time and the tension, et cetera. That's what comes with just taking action. Taking action, picking a niche, and sticking to it. Sticking to a plan and sticking to it. Pick a workout regimen and sticking to it. So I feel like definitely number one for me is definitely ego lifting, for sure.
That's big. I was the ego lifter when I first started. I remember me and my friends going to the gym that we lived close by to, and we would bench like 5 days in a row trying to get that weight up. And we were all questioning, like, yo, why is the weight not coming up? Why am I still benching 35s on each side? So that's also a big thing is really do your own research. And obviously you can always get a trainer, but I would make sure you're committed to it before you spend that $1,200 on a trainer. But research how to make yourself a good fitness plan. That is so crucial. And especially if you can take advantage of those newbie gains early on, you're going to be so far ahead of where you would be if you didn't take advantage of the information that's out there to create yourself something that's good. So take the time out of your day to do that. But we got a little break coming up here. We're talking to Winston James, a high-level trainer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we'll be right back after this talking about his bodybuilding experience and a little bit more of information that you need to know.
Spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the last segment here with Winston James, a coach here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, former basketball D1 player, and a bodybuilder right now. I want to give you guys a lot of information coming out in this last segment. I mean, there's so much more that we could touch up on, but I really want to attack, you know, misconceptions or stuff in that area about fitness. And the first one I want to dive into here, Winston, is what's more important, the nutrition or the fitness? Now, I know that they both go hand in hand, but if someone were to have a busy schedule and really just want to, key in on one of them, what would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend nutrition. For me, that's a no-brainer, because you can easily have a great nutritional diet, and just come to the gym for 3 to 4 times a week and have a nice physique. I've seen people do it. I know how important that is from previous experience and experience now. Once I started lifting, I didn't really take my diet as serious because I thought just lifting was going to help me to achieve my goals, my fitness goals. So once I started to incorporate nutrition, a great nutritional plan, that's when my physique just took off. So that's why I'm a firm believer in nutritional over just fitness, for sure.
Is there any nutritional plan in specific that you think is better than others?
Me personally, I just feel like it depends on the person. Like I say, we just never know what underlying issues people may have. Some people may get great results from the carnivore diet, an all-meat diet, or a high-carb, low-protein diet, or a high-protein, low-carb diet, or just strictly just having both 50-50, high protein and low carbs and low protein. I just feel like it just depends on a person. But for me personally, I would go high protein, a good moderation of carbs. So more so on the lower end for sure, for me.
And since you're talking about macros right now, are fats, as evil as people think?
Fats,
like avocado oil, olive oil, stuff like that.
No, we need fats. For sure. Well, our body definitely needs it. I feel like fats plays a key role in your fitness, in your goals. You also need fats to burn that off, because you don't want to not have fats or have less fats in your nutritional diet, and it takes away from your muscle, because your energy has to be stored somewhere. So you would rather your fats to be burned off than the muscle that you're trying to attain for the dream physique that you're trying to have.
And the reason I brought up the fat thing is, there's a lot of stuff out there, and it's coming to light now that it's not bad, but there's a lot of things out there that people, shame, like fats. Our brain is mostly fat. Everything in our body is fat, and it's a better source of, honestly, I'd say for most people, if you were to pick carbs or fats, I would put more fats in your diet than carbs, because I think it's going to be a lot easier on your body and a lot easier on your brain when you overload your body with a bunch of carbs. It really gives you that brain fog, because you're just shoving a bunch of, it's not as bad as already processed sugars, but you're slamming a bunch of soon-to-be sugars into your bloodstream, and it really just kind of brings you down throughout the day. I think that's a very important when it comes to dieting, is to maybe focus on fats if you're not really a big carb person. Just switch them out. It's a very easy fix to maybe some challenges you might be facing. So going on to bodybuilding, what does a typical day in your life as a bodybuilder look like, from training to nutrition, and how could someone implement that into their lifestyle as well?
Training and nutrition. Day in, wake up, I go for a walk. I go for at least a 3-mile walk. This is just my day, typical day of a bodybuilder. Right after that, soon after that, I have my breakfast. So my macros may look different from someone else's macros, because I'm doing this for a profession, not just something I want to do. This is just actually going to be my profession. So I have to, like I say, I have to practice what I preach. So I feel like right after that, I eat my first meal. I train, but the way I train is I try to push my body to its limits. And the biggest thing that is slept on is sleep. our bodies definitely need sleep to perform at an optimal level. And I feel like that's one impact that is going to be great on your fitness goals, for me personally, as a life from a bodybuilder, for sure.
And what, I mean, you got people, and the reason I asked about your training and nutrition and how someone could apply it is, a lot of people work corporate jobs and they say they don't have time for that stuff. You know, they go out to eat during their lunch breaks. How easy is it just to pack a meal or a meal prep throughout the week? How do you do that?
Simply just pick 2 days out of a week to meal prep. Sundays, preferably. I feel like everyone has a Sunday off. I don't feel like anyone's really working on a Sunday. So I feel like that time is just a reset. So I feel like you should meal prep meals for you throughout the week, and that way you don't have to go outside and go spend a bunch of money on outside food. You have the food there and you already have it with you, and you can bring it along with you, you can heat it up, etc. I feel like that's going to require a lot of discipline as well, because a lot of people don't like eating the same thing over and over. But I feel like you can make it more fun implementing many options of a meal prep so you don't eat the same thing every day. So I feel like, honestly, I feel like you can definitely meal prep on a Sunday, and in the middle of the week, I feel like probably either Wednesday or even Thursday, just to finish the week off.
Yeah, and another thing that someone could do is also, you know, if they work that 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, maybe just intermediate fast during that time. Get your meal in at the beginning of the morning, or maybe you just don't eat in the morning and you just eat after. But intermediate fast during that time, you don't need to eat. And if you're not trying to be a bodybuilder, you don't need that constant intake of food all the time. Honestly, it could almost be negative to your body to have food in there all the time, because you're not letting your body actually digest the food that was in there before, as well as it could with no food in there again. And also you're allowing your body some time to heal and fix up stuff that, you know, was lingering from the day before. And that's why Winston was talking about how important sleep is that's your time for your body to recover, renew cells, and get things going for the next morning. So really, sleep is a very key thing. Circadian rhythm is also important, but also, you know, if you're going to bed at, you know, 5 a.m., at least get that 8 hours of sleep and, you know, get up at 2. Just make sure you're getting the right amount of hours in, and then if you can really capitalize on it, the circadian rhythm plays a pretty good part into it as well if you're tired throughout the day. But moving on from that, back to it, and we talked about this at the first segment. I just really want to retouch up on it. Are there any, you know, sorry, I lost my train of thought. Are there any specific exercises or routines that you recommend for people with limited time? And the reason I bring this back up again is just we're talking about corporate, and a lot of these corporate people, or people who, like I said, work the 9 to 5s, they make excuses for why they can't go to the gym. How do you power past that, and how do you create a goal in mind to push yourself to get to the gym after work or before work?
Just trick your mind into saying that you're going to go up there just to do cardio. Because once you get in there, I feel like there's no turning back. So that's a simple trick that I do. I just tell myself, I'm just going to do cardio. I'm just going to do the Stairmaster today. And then shortly after that, I start training. I feel like you should not be in the gym more than 45 minutes to an hour, really, to be honest. I feel like you should get in and get out. I feel like you should get straight to your workout plan, and you should stick to it, and then you should just get out. You shouldn't stay in there more than an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in the gym, because that kills the motivation and coming to the gym the next day. Because you may have a long day at work and you're like, I don't want to spend 2-3 hours in the gym anymore. I don't want to do that. Then one day translates to 2, then 2 goes to 4, then 4 goes to 8. So soon after, now you're off of your New Year's resolution, or you're off your goal that you set before. So I feel like you should start small. You should start 30 minutes. I'm going to train for 30 minutes. Then the next day, okay, I'm going to train for 45 minutes, which in all actuality, it goes back to what I said. You shouldn't be in there for more than 45 to an hour, me personally.
So I'm asking you now because I'm curious, because I'm usually in the gym for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, which is very excess. I know I could definitely slim it down, but I'm one of those people that try to, you know, get every inch or squeeze out of my lift as I can. I mean, there is studies that show, like, obviously you can get 90% of the gains that you would in a 2-hour workout, but if you really care about that extra 10%, those 2 hours and those, you know, long rest periods are really going to pay off. But were you one of those people that were in the gym for an hour and a half, 2 hours as well, like me?
Yes. I'm saying that, but I don't want to sound hypocritical because I changed the way I worked out. When I was in the beginning stages of my fitness career, yes, I definitely stayed in the gym for 2 to 3 hours. I definitely did that for sure. I took long rest periods. I wanted to get every ounce out of my lift as possible. But once I started to gain the knowledge and become more advanced in my lifting, that's when I started to shorten up my workouts and actually focus on the body parts that I had lacking. I feel like fitness is an artistry. I feel like your body is an art. And I feel like the more you look at it, the more you want to make improvements and self-improvements to your body. And like I said, we stated earlier, that's going to translate to things outside of the gym as well. And that's how you become a well-rounded person.
And I guess I'm curious as well, is with that change in time, did you notice any difference in gains or just the progress you're making before?
Yes, most definitely. Because I was able to shift my focus into actually focusing more on my muscle connection with the body group that I was hitting that particular day. Like I stated earlier about the muscle groups that I had lacking because I want a full physique. I feel like my gains shot through the roof once I condensed the time. The most I would work out after cardio would probably be an hour and 10 minutes. That's going a little bit over an hour, but I wasn't staying in there for an hour 30 plus. I noticed the most gains when I shortened and I condensed my time.
Yeah, I definitely probably need to figure out something more efficient, but also, I guess for most people, it's also an escape from, the real world, and you really just get to take your mind off stuff too. So I feel like that's also a good scapegoat for, other things. But we're coming up on here. We've got about maybe a minute and a half. Your insights today have given us, a really good map for how people can navigate their new fitness journey and what is to come. What's one thing that people can do today to start moving in the right direction? Give us about like a 1 minute recap of what really people can start doing.
Could you say that one more time?
No worries. What's one thing people can start to do today to start moving in the right direction, like with their diet, starting to just show up to the gym, and to really get over that fear of being in the gym?
Take action. Take action. Just start. I'm a big advocate of taking action, taking initiative. Just starting, because once you start, that's when you can kind of gauge where you are on the spectrum as far as fitness goes. And then once you gauge where you are as far as your fitness goals goes, I feel like that's when you can start to make the progress that you know you need.
And having a clear goal in mind of where you want to be, maybe have someone who has your dream physique, put them up on your wall, look at them, and like, I'm going to get this. Because that's what I did. That's not on my wall, but I had a dream physique in mind that I wanted to carry out, and I know that really helped me. But thank you so much today for coming on, Winston, taking time out of your day. I know you had to clear a little bit out of your schedule to come on here, so I really appreciate it. Is there anything you want to shout out where they can find you at?
Yes. You can find me on Instagram, at TheWinstonJames, on Instagram. Again, at TheWinstonJames. TheWinstonJames.
Yeah. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Blake Byrne, and you just got done listening to my segment, Live Better. What an incredible episode today with Winston James. I hope you all feel as inspired and motivated as I do after this conversation, going into the 2025 year with fresh goals and a new you. I want to take a moment to recap some of the key takeaways Winston shared because there was so much value packed in today's episode. It was pretty basic information, but information that you cannot hear enough to really get your journey going and finding your groove into fitness. But I first want to talk about motivation, how the average person can find what that spark in their fitness journey is. Winston reminded us that it's not just about making massive changes all at once, but about showing up consistently and focusing on small, sustainable steps. He also shared some powerful insights on how to set realistic goals, stay accountable, and overcome those moments when it feels easier to give up. And then we dove into the topic of dieting and cutting through all the noise out there. Winston gave some great advice today. And to all my loyal listeners, thank you so much for showing week after week. I really appreciate it. It means a lot. I'm really trying to grow this show to inspire more people to live healthier lives. Once again, a huge thank you to Winston James for joining us today and sharing his wisdom. And thank you to all of you for spending time with me today. This is Blake Byrne reminding you that every day steps count, every effort matters, and you have what it takes to live better.